We are recording.
Yay!
Yay!
All right, so it's been a couple weeks, and so thankfully I re-listened to the session, otherwise I would not remember anything that happened. So, last time, you all arrived in Cephaleo after making a long journey through the Wintavian Empire, stopping at the Keep of the Five Blades, going through the Mists of the Damned, and taking the long way back round through the wilds of the Empire and the hidden city of Bastion to arrive on the coast in Cephaleo, the naval capital of the Empire. You were there to figure out the best way to find Tybalt's mother so that you could give her Tybalt's ashes. So, you arrived to find the city overflowing with ships and sailors, the mood relaxed and jovial, and you all made your way down into the military district and decided the best way to find information about a naval higher-up was to go directly to the Navy. And so Tony stopped by the naval base and asked them for permission to get some record on Tybalt's mother. And surprisingly, they let you do that. They sent out a small phalanx of soldiers to escort you to the records building, where a elderly halfling woman was able to find out the name of Tybalt's mother, one Viceroy Kaelin Hanali. He also found out that they had records on Tybalt's dad being found dead in Windhaven. So, having successfully accomplished that, you all headed down into the more... what's the word I'm looking for?
Bougie.
I was going to say, no, the opposite of, like, a military person, a civilian. God. It's going to be one of those... It's going to be a session, folks. you make your way to the civilian island of Cephaleo, taking a impressive magical ferry to get there and finding yourself in a large open-air market with all the sailors back in port. That has increased the amount of people here to try to make money off of these sailors who have found themselves with some shore leave, perhaps, and some money in their pockets. And so walking past a bunch of mundane goods, you were approached by two sellers, one of which was selling magical items that turned out to be scams. And one of them was selling a wand of detect magic.
But it wasn't really a scam, it just wasn't his.
Which was, yeah, a real wand of detect magic. So you purchased it and made your way through the town trying to find out where Viceroy Hanali lived. And so on the edge of the Manor District, you found a tavern called the Illusions of Grandeur, which was named to antagonize the wealthy. A bartender who was happy to stick one against the nobles and who served Tony a very delicious green and black peppercorn ale gave you directions to the Viceroy's house after making sure it wasn't some sort of imperial trick. And before you could make it there, though, you were approached by a little calico kitten. So cute. So
it's a trick.
So wild-shaped.
Trick.
Such wild shape, much turtle. you headed into an alley where Tony tried confronting the kitten. The kitten turned into a bird and tried to fly away, but with a natural 20, your dice, by the way, were so hot last
session.
They were
so hot. I love burning.
Bentley was able to snatch the bird before it could fly away, distracted the others, and discreetly killed the bird.
What?
Which fortunately just turned back into a turtle once it
Obviously,
died.
Obviously, I knew that was going to happen.
You did.
Gee, turtle.
And so the turtle quietly stood there contemplating you. You tried to grapple him again, web him, but he was able to, with surprising dexterity, slip away and using a druid ability known as the Hidden Path, was able to teleport up to the tavern roof and then turn into an eagle and fly away.
Boo!
Just kidding. I knew why. What? How?
Yeah, what he was doing there, why he was trying to be a kitten getting your attention, you guys are still unsure about it. All you know is that he wild-shaped at least 3 times, which means he's at least a 20th level druid.
At least?
What the fuck does that mean?
Well, he had to be a 20th level druid.
Okay.
That's at least a 20th level druid.
Okay.
We have a new mystery on our hands.
You also noticed that he was wearing a band of loyalty, a ring that would have killed him had he dropped to 0 hit points to prevent him from talking. So, no idea about that. So you realize that you hate Kefaleo. Tony thinks the only good thing there is a peppercorn ale. And you all made your way into the Manor District. Along the way, Tony picked up a stray tortie and immediately adopted him. You know, having been denied one cat, he was just certainly not going to be denied another.
It's true.
And you made your way to the Viceroy's house, where you were greeted by a very salty Warforged butler who did not want to have anything to do with you all.
Super salt.
Very salty.
Would only admit the quietest among you into the estate, a.k.a. Shims. So, Shims went inside where the Warforged went to fetch the Viceroy. Shims saw a prominent pineapple on the manor. When the Viceroy came in, it was very quickly determined that she had no idea what Shims was talking about, and was revealed to be, through a good use of a dispel magic, the Warforged in disguise. The Warforged went to grab the real Viceroy while Shims stole the pineapple from the foyer that you are all in. The real Viceroy came in, and once Shims was able to verify that she was talking to the right person, let her know what happened to Tybalt and Davriel, and gave her the ashes. In exchange, the Viceroy gave Shims the last thing that Davriel had ever given her, a rose wreathed in frost.
Oh, wow.
And promised to spread Tybalt's ashes in a beautiful place. So, having concluded that, you guys outside, while that was happening, were approached by a member of the Sophic Circle, who demanded her wand of magic detection back. You agreed to do so, but I suggested that you would like some recompense in return, since you had paid 500 gold pieces for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, once the mage used Trishak to verify that none of you were the culprit, paid you 10 platinum pieces and fucked off.
Fuck off!
And you all, realizing once again that you hate Kefaleo, fucked off.
Yep.
Teleporting back to Wisp's Tower in Averna. So, once there, you're able to breathe. Anari made a comment about having one good night on their trip, so Bentley picked her up, walked her all the way to the docks, and threw her into the water. You were approached by the mayor, who thanked you for introducing Harita to them, whose the adventuring school is being built, and Harita came up with a great funding model to make sure that it was accessible to poor people.
What was that model again?
The school's free for everybody, and the students pay a 5% tithe back to the school until they've basically paid for the cost of the education.
Okay.
So you guys were able to have a good time with the siblings. Magpie showed up. You all had dinner together. Magpie let you know that she's been working with the artificer Ida Porgepot, the abjurer who you all have selected for the potential devil mission. And they've reached a stopping point, and so she had you put her in touch with Hannah, in which she revealed that she could teleport, meaning that she's higher level than you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I picked up on that real quick.
And so she agreed to, she had a contact who could get you guys to Hokkaido without issue, and so she agreed to teleport you all there. Nari went to visit her parents, Sage and Ivy, who were happy to see her, and also told her that about her brother's new girlfriend, Evelyn. Anari was shocked, but couldn't wait to tell Taika. And when she did tell Taika, Taika immediately symbolized Evelyn, catching her mid-coitus with Ben. After some ball busting back and forth, y'all headed to bed and were able to get some sleep. The next day, Magpie first used the circle of a teleportation circle to teleport you all into some mysterious circular magical room made of white stones that glowed and had no visible entrance or exit. She disappeared suddenly and reappeared with the item that allows him to teleport to Mai Shiha, and took you all there. So you arrived in Mai Shiha. There's snow on the ground. It's the middle of the night. Time zones, how the fuck do they work? Mm-hmm. Magpie said her goodbye and vanished. Nearby priest gave you directions to the temple in the city, and offered a prayer for a safe passage.
And there was, we didn't land in a teleportation circle, right?
No, you landed in the temple.
In the temple, yeah. We need to ask around if we can find you a teleportation circle around here.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case, because that's obviously less expensive than a teleport is.
And so, it is very early in the morning, before even twilight, as you all are departing the temple.
So what time is it to our brains, though?
Like 8 or 9 in the morning.
Okay, so that's not a big time difference at all.
No, it's only a quarter of the way around the world.
Yeah. I would expect that to be a lot more. So what, like 5 hours then? 4 or 5 hours?
Probably about
that. Okay. I don't need an exact time.
Yeah, it's on the, you came from the eastern end of the continent to the western end of the continent.
Okay.
So.
Okay, cool.
But we are in a different hemisphere now.
We are in
We went
north.
From north to south, then north.
Yeah,
yeah,
we're
you're in the northern hemisphere.
Careful.
And it looks wintry here.
It's wintry, yeah.
Yes, okay.
But Cephaleo's just close enough to the equator that it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, and it's got the sea air to keep it warm too.
Okay. Is it still the 14th of Lean?
It is the 14th of Lean.
Okay.
It is week's end. And you've been given directions. The city itself is easy to spot. The hill you're on, it's not too far from there, but you can see the gleaming lights of the lanterns that light the streets of the city in the distance. So I'm going to say, go ahead and make me a survival check. So I'll give you. Actually, we'll pause there.
Okay.
Wait.
Perception.
All right. So go ahead and roll me a survival check.
Yeah. Oh, survival?
Yeah.
That's wisdom based, right?
19.
Survival. Oh, no, it's just going to be
them.
Bentley rolling survival check.
Oh, okay.
Oh, now 20. Or 23.
Hell yeah.
All
what
right.
was that dance?
I don't know.
That was all fun.
Right. Oh, my now 20 dance, apparently.
Alright, so you all make your way towards town, heading down the hill that you're on. The area is surrounded by these, just sort of, it's winter, so it's just these sort of kind of small, stooped, scraggly trees that would perhaps look prettier in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And as you make your way down the path, as you get near town, you see there's you spot it pretty far ahead with your natural 20.
Blah, blah.
There's a small campfire next to you. You make your way to a road, and on that road you see down just the way a little small campfire next to it with looks to be maybe 3 or 4 people sitting around it.
Mm-hmm.
And with that natural 20, I will say you spot them well before they spot you.
What do they look like? Adventurers like us?
from this distance, it's hard to say. They're just humanoids.
Mm-hmm.
And there's low conversation. You're pretty far from them with that. You mm-hmm. spot them a ways out. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. There's a group of people down by the side of the road with a fire. Just so you guys know.
Okay.
You want to just keep walking past them?
Yeah. I ain't afraid of nobody.
Do they look friendly? Do they look friendly? Do they look lonely? Do they look like they're
plotting a murder?
Roll me an insight check with disadvantage, because it's far away and dark.
Murder.
I was just goofing. I didn't think I'd roll.
All goofs lead the rolls.
Can I roll since I can actually see them?
Oh, you all can see them. It's just, it's a distance. You know, it's night. It's night. And
I got a nat 20 and a 12.
Can I also roll?
Getting a nat 20 on when you have disadvantage is so painful.
It is.
No. Wait,
it's the universe flipping
you
off. Insight?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I still rolled pretty well, because the other one was a 12, and I have a plus 5, so that's
17.
I suppose all of you have insight as a skill.
It's very important.
Y'all are some insightful motherfuckers.
Yeah, I got a 19.
19's the highest? What, it's not higher than what you got, Shims?
Yeah, I got a 17.
And you were taking disadvantage on the roll?
I took advantage.
Disadvantage.
Oh, so I should have rolled flat then, because it's wisdom.
Oh, wait, do your percipient stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just roll them all again.
Oh, even better.
Okay, fine. Have it your way.
21?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't get bad vibes from them. It looks like maybe adventurer vibes. Yeah, you see they're armed. But you hear kind of like some jovial, good-natured, like, back and forth conversation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they might be other adventurers. Let's just keep alive and maybe walk down and go on past them.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. As you get closer, one you hear a voice from the fire say, "Over there, travelers."
Evening.
Hello.
Do you mean any harm?
No.
To you?
Not unless you're a tankard of ale.
No. Just lots of bandits out at this hour.
Hmm.
When they say that, are they like, there's lots of bandits out there, not us, but we are.
Mm-hmm.
Roll an insight check.
All right. Insight. 20?
Nice.
You don't get, like, this is not a bandit joking about the fact that there's bandits out there. You do not get that vibe from them at all.
I think we're pretty well equipped for anything that comes at us. Have a good one.
Yes, are you heading into the city? As you get closer, you see, sitting around the fire, what looks to be another adventuring party. They all are wearing very fancy armor, And one of them has, like, a floating tombstone over their head.
Mm-hmm.
And the mark of any adventuring party is somebody with a stone floating over their head.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who's talking to you is, for an adventurer, a surprisingly old-looking human man. He's maybe in his 70s and has, a long white beard and a bald head. He says, coming in from the wilds, anything we should know about out there? We're about to break camp and head that way ourselves.
No. We didn't come that far. We just went up to the temple and back.
Oh, yes. We'll be stopping by there on our way out to get a blessing for our trip.
Nice.
He says, you look like you're not from around these parts. He says, what brings you by?
Business.
Fair enough. Business is your own. Don't mean to pry.
What about you all?
A few years back, there was a mighty blue dragon out there that was slain. And rumor has it that one of its offspring is on the rise.
Oh.
Filling the void that its poppy left. So
they,
we're going to track it down.
Particularly high level?
What's that?
Do they look like they're particularly high level or tough?
Roll me an insight check to size them up.
I'm gonna size them up too.
Cameron. Yeah, David. That's an insight, so that's 12.
Two natural twos!
21.
Oh, shit!
24.
I'm glad someone in this party knows.
And then I picked them up and set them down on two nat 20s.
That's funny.
Yeah.
What's he doing? He's just tuckered out, but he's between me and Caleb. He don't want to miss anything.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you guys point out the calf's doing something cute, you have to send me a picture.
He's just sleeping.
Unfortunately, my camera is the camera that we use for you.
So cute.
Okay.
So that you folks that get up over 20. You would gather that they're probably, like, within a level, one way or the other of you, like, just based on, like, the quality of their gear and how much of it looks rare or very rare or whatever.
What do the other people look like?
So there's the older guy who's a human. There was what looks to be a halfling woman, a tabaxi of indeterminate gender, and a short goblin who's got a pair of blades that he's just sort of playing fidgeting with.
Mm. Like Am
daggers.
I anywhere near the tabaxi?
You could be if you wanted to be.
I'm going to go over and be like, hey, brother, and like try and do like an elbow bump.
He looks at you and he says, brother.
Oh, am I in disguise?
Yeah, last I heard, you were in your human Steve Buscemi disguise.
That's right. and then I take, like, I'm like, oh, sorry. And I show him that I'm a tabaxi.
Oh, okay. I just thought you were real, real bad human there for a moment.
Yeah, right.
No, like, I wouldn't do that if I was human. That would be racist.
He extends his paw and says, put her there, her name's Kelvin.
I'm Tony.
Kelvin? And what was, is, old human, halfling woman, tabaxi, and a goblin?
Yeah.
Okay.
He says, yeah, you get worried about those humans sometimes. Yeah, he says, you ever get them trying to pet you?
Oh my not god, a cat, all tabaxi. The time. That's why I'm in disguise half the time.
Maybe I should try it.
So, I've never tried to pet him for the record.
No, he's got half his plate mail's like half on. This is clearly a fighter. He's like, oh, magic's never really been my sort of thing. The older man says, dragon slaying. That's all we're gonna do this time.
Good luck with that.
Nice. Yeah, good luck.
Yeah. He says, good luck with whatever it is you all are doing, so.
Thanks. I don't suppose you guys are looking for adventures after your blue dragon.
I mean, until we retire or die.
In my head, I keep some very rude things about this older gentleman in my
head.
That's
what I was thinking.
Don't say it.
Only a deception.
I'll also say something in some of us sooner than others.
I actually don't want to fuck this relationship.
No, you keep your going. He just laughs. He says, no, I stopped aging a while ago. You don't have to worry about me.
Okay. So how old are you then?
He says, I've been around for about a little over 100 years.
Shit. But yeah. You're human.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
He says, well, I studied a long time in the monastery.
Oh, right.
What monastery?
He says, there's one up in the hills on the other side of town.
Okay.
Oh, the one we passed?
No. You have to go through town and then some hills. He says, in the foothills of, I had the name on my tongue, and then I literally just forgot.
In the foothills of oh shit.
Foothills of oh shit.
In the foothills of oh shit.
Shit. thank you, notes, for saving me way too late. I sit up in the foothills of Mount Kokoryu.
Okay. And what was your name?
My name's Bak. B-A-K.
B-A-K? I was like, just tell me what the spelling is. Well, my name's Bentley today.
He says, well, Bentley today. It's a pleasure to meet you.
I roll my eyes really hard.
He says, you don't get to be 110 years old without drawing a deep appreciation for dad jokes. Even if you don't have any children.
Can one of you guys teleport?
He looks at the halfling and she says, why do you ask?
We've got a venture going on that's kind of some save the world shit, but we don't know if it's actually going to turn into a fight yet or not. And it's still like 6-ish months down the line. We're actually gathering people.
Saving the world, you say?
Yeah, could be. Might be a big futz. It might be fine.
She pulls out a sending stone.
And what was your name?
Name's Shale.
As in the seashell?
S-H-A-L-E, as in the, I guess, the stone.
Shale.
Shale.
Okay. And she's a wizard?
Mm-hmm. She says, we saved the country a few times, so, you know, saving the world sounds like a nice upgrade.
Right?
The goblin just goes, yeah.
And what's your name, friend?
He says, my name's Broken.
Oh, okay. Rogue type?
Yeah. He says, well, yeah, saving the world is our business.
You like to laugh?
I have a good sense of humor, yes. Mm. He says, also, I'm right behind you. He's sitting right in front of you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. But then you feel a tap on your shoulder.
I'm not going to look.
So you're not going to answer me?
No.
Can I see him out of my peripheral?
No, it's invisible.
Oh, he's using his mage hand.
That's what I assume, yeah. But...
He is not, actually.
Yeah, so.
Oh. Is it his penis?
His mage penis? You actually feel a goblin sort of body check up against you.
Alright, I turn around.
There's nothing there.
Alright.
Rude thing to do to potential new friends. Broken.
He reappears standing next to you, and the illusion of him sitting by the fire disappears.
Mm-hmm.
He says, oh, it's just some fun. I'm a trickster.
Mm-hmm.
You do love to laugh.
Would you call yourself a character?
Oh, God.
I never thought about it, but I guess I would.
Don't! That's
you can't have it.
Oh, okay. Well, you need to call me Broken, then.
Okay.
So, do you guys have a name?
Noble Wanderers is what we call ourselves, but it's—I don't know. We had a hard time coming up with one. You know, you're out adventuring, and somebody asks for a name, and then you kind of toss around some ideas, and nothing sounds organic.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
That's why you know you got to brainstorm. You got to make business cards.
And then one day, Broken, you know, jokingly called us some Noble Wanderers, and it's stuck ever since. So
nice.
Yeah, that was after we tomb raided that tomb. It was a crypt of a necromancer. There's a difference. It was causing problems for our local village.
That's hilarious.
I'm going to call you the Nobi-Wands for short.
Nobi-Wands.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
You can, Obi, if you want. And Broken's just like, well, you saved the village, but you also got that nice dagger of yours from there, didn't you? He just gives a very pan look at Broken. Broken's just like, great robber.
Oh!
I mean, technically, we're great.
Bob kind of conspiratorially leaves over to you. He's like, you know, it's a monastery. They teach you infinite patience, but I don't think there is such a thing.
I can see that. So, yeah,
but
we've got a...
Very handy to have in a pinch.
Infinite patience?
No.
Ah.
Broken just kind of grins a big toothy goblin grin and goes back to playing with his knives.
Goes back to playing with his knives. That's funny. Well, we're the Horn Claw.
Oh, well acquainted.
And I suppose, do we tell them all our names?
Sure.
Oh, wait. I did already, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, didn't he just say well acquainted? Did that mean he knows who we are?
No.
Oh.
He means he just now knows. You've been introduced, so you now are acquaintances.
Mm. Yeah, so we might have use of an extra set of hands coming up in the next 6 months or so.
Well, let us know. I mean, we're always down for saving the world, especially if it... You know, makes a difference and perhaps leads to fame and glory. So.
Fame and glory, light on the treasure, I think.
True.
Or I can just go,
yeah. I'd be upfront about it, right?
Yeah.
The Shale's just like, well, it's more important things than treasure.
No.
Helen's like, Treasure's pretty nice, though.
Mm-hmm.
Saving the world's all nice, but, you know, you can't put food in your belly or a roof over your head with fame and glory.
That's true.
Mm. It does make getting jobs easier, though.
That's true. Everyone's making really good points tonight. This morning. I think.
No.
Today.
All discombobulated.
Boxer's like, it's too early in the morning for good points, so we'll trouble you no further and let you get on your way. But, yeah, let us know if that... old saving the world thing comes up, we'd be happy to lend a hand.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Right, a kind.
Wave by as we walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Keep a hyper-vigilant eye out as we leave to wait for an ambush.
Yeah.
Do a super secret tabaxi handshake with Kelvin.
Really some pheromones that only tabaxi can smell. Yeah.
We rub our butts together.
Ew.
Tails up.
Just shake hands and bend over and sniff each
other's
butts.
Other's butts, yeah. Gross.
<All right>, so. As you all move on, they start breaking up their camp and getting an early start on their day. So, alright, so you proceed onward towards the city. After a few hours, as the eastern sky begins to come alight with orange and yellows and pinks, the capital city looms out in front of you. In the center of the city, looming over everything, is a large palace. Which is pretty easy to spot from almost anywhere in the city. But not too far from it, right where the priest of Maishiha said, you see a very large temple that has a large sort of symbol of an owl face on it. And it's visible even from a large distance.
Have we discussed our plan for returning it?
I figured we'd just walk in and ask for the head priest and see how far that gets us.
And tell them that we were bringing it back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, yeah, just hand it over to him, right? Because that's who it belongs to in the first place. See if we can leverage a teleportation circle out of it.
Ooh.
As a reward. Mm-hmm. And any other rewards they're willing to give us. They do love cash.
Treasure is important.
Yes, there was wisdom in what they were saying.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think we just go right up to it.
Any thoughts from you, Shims?
I'm just worried that they might think that we were the ones that stole it just to, like, hold it for ransom or something, but I don't think...
This is an archaeologist...
The odds are likely.
This is an archaeologist sort of thing. Like, they stole it centuries ago, right?
Yeah.
We're time travelers.
It was stolen from them.
Yeah, we're returning it to the original owners.
Oh, okay. I thought it was stolen recently.
Well, it was from the Steelers.
Well, yes. From the
from
you see
the original
the confusion.
Thieves.
Okay, that makes sense.
Loud cars. Why are they so loud?
Mm-hmm.
Because they have big penises.
Huge cocks.
And they need everyone to know.
Super big.
Flopping in the wind.
Flaccid as
fuck. Like an American flag.
Perfect. Accurate.
All right, so... you all make it into the edge of the city. You see people up early, heading towards shops. You see... a blacksmith just starting to stoke the flames to get his forge ready for the day. You smell the smell of fresh baked goods coming from bakeries that are putting out their open signs. Do you just beeline it for the temple, or?
Oh, I'm gonna get some baked goods.
Yeah. Oh. So Bentley is just like hyper focused and walking, and then looks over and says, "Where the fuck did?
Is that a cinnamon bun?"
I'd like to try that.
Oh my gosh, I haven't had one of those in so long.
We have to get it then.
You see, cinnamon buns and pastries and desserts that are made with like a sweet bean paste.
Ooh. Can I have one of each?
Let's just say you drop a silver piece on baked goods.
I'll do the same.
So since we're stopping a little bit, let's go ahead and take a short rest. That way my percipient wears off.
All right, so you all basically spend an hour at a nice sort of sidewalk cafe. It's a little chilly, but they have set up little magical fires to keep the tables warm. And you're able to watch the coming and goings of various peoples. Including a surprising amount of kobolds.
Oh.
A lot of kobolds in this city.
Would you call it kobaldy?
Kobaldy?
With a lot of kobolds, it'd be kobaldy.
Koboldish.
Koboldish?
I like kobaldy. It makes me think that they all have skullets.
Skullets are so gross.
Skullets are...
Hot. No. Yeah? Okay.
I see a man with no hair on top and long hair in the back, and I think, now there's a man who knows what's good.
Big question mark at the end of that.
I've got maybe another 4 or 5 years before I have to cut my hair, unless I also.
You're never going to have a skullet.
Hopefully not.
I don't see that that's possible. Does your dad have a skullet?
No.
You'll be fine.
But you get your hairline from your mom's side, usually.
Though, it is strange. It's been about a year and a half since I've seen my dad in person, and he is now just fully bald on the top.
Oh, wow.
Which he didn't used to be.
Hmm.
He still has some wispy hairs up there last time I saw him.
Yeah, it's been 2 years since I seen my mom, and she fully had white hair at this point. There's just a little bit of black hair left.
Wow.
Yeah. So I know what I'm going to look like when I'm 64.
My mom has no gray hair.
Really? How old is she?
67?
Damn!
It's the hair we have. It's wow. The strawberry blonde.
It's so
hair.
Blonde. Yeah.
Does this go white?
I think so, but I mean, her hair kind of looks like mine.
Yeah.
Hard to tell. I mean, with my hair, just so fucking easy. I've also started getting my first gray hairs when I was like 17, though. Mm. So, like, I've been on this path for a long time.
Chugging along.
20 years, actually.
Mm.
Did you tell Shay about the crime I committed against you?
Which one?
You said that you got a haircut and you're looking at the gray hairs. And...
Oh, yeah! I fucking text him. I'm like, yeah, you don't realize how much gray hair... I didn't realize how much gray hair I had. I watched it fall, and he's like... Oh, yeah, I guess you can't see the top of your head. You bitch! You absolute bitch! I was so mad!
It looks good.
I mean, it doesn't look bad, but still. What a bitchy thing to say!
I didn't mean it meanly.
I was just like.
It was like a tall person comment.
Yeah, right?
I just assume, I literally do forget that not everybody can just see the top of everybody's head.
I'm through the top of no one's head. Never. Unless they are a child.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I know all of my friends that are balding for going gray.
Fucking.
Trying to hide it.
Crime against
it happened
me.
To me. I see everything.
Oh, so Overwatch. Mad.
Also, all the stuff on top of the fridge, I know what's up there.
Mm. I have this also little.
I just pause it.
Yeah.
I have this little stool.
Right. I'm glad hopefully when I started recording, it picked up that shred.
Spot on.
All right, so you'll take a short rest at the cafe, eating some very delicious fresh baked goods. They have hot tea and coffee and anything.
Slurp.
Anything else you need to get your morning started on the right foot. I guess you're the only person who's used any abilities today, so
mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody else has anything to do on their short rest, so we'll proceed onward. So, you start making your way through the streets. As you start to get into the capital, it is a little hilly, so you occasionally do lose sight of the castle and the temple, but it does seem like you kind of realize that the main road that you're on just seems to be leading in that direction.
Mm. Convenient.
And you realize perhaps a lot of these roads just sort of converge in the center. It takes about another hour of walking. But
oh, wow, that's big.
It's the capital city. It's not small. As you get close, you eventually come off to a main large plaza that just surrounds this palace, which you didn't realize in the edge of town is a very huge estate.
Mm.
There's a large wall around it. Which is just surrounded, like, there's guards at, like, every maybe 10, 15 feet surrounding mm-hmm. this place.
I mean, makes sense.
Yeah.
Can you remind me, we talked about this last time, right? The palace? Mm.
No, I don't think we did.
What? I have something in my brain about, like, talking about the palace and how it's, like, not really used by the emperor, but kind
oh,
of...
Oh, and that's Kepaleo, the governor's mansion.
Oh, okay.
Or the palace that's necessary for Kepaleo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You said it takes us a couple of hours to get to the palace, or just like an hour?
From the place where you had your short rest, about an hour.
Okay.
Okay.
Took you a couple hours to get from the camp where those people were to where the bakery is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's like mid-morning by the time you make it.
Cool.
Around the palace. So, you see all these guards stationed, all wearing very nice armor with large curved blades. Standing motionless at the ready. And then you see, kind of halfway around the palace, you see the large temple of Rainsla that is off over there.
I farted.
What if I was farting and masking it by pretending?
I'd be upset.
I
would laugh.
I wouldn't be upset until I smelled it. Mm. Just spent a week with children. I think this is a reasonable reaction.
Mm-hmm. All right, so.
Mosey on over.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you mosey on over.
Is anyone, like, paying any attention to us? I mean, other than, like, the guards probably doing their...
Roll me, I'll say perception or insight check if you're trying to figure out if you're being watched. Or people are paying attention to you.
Ew. Oh. You said perception or insight? Mm-hmm. No. They're the same. 15.
Mine are both the same as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
You would say that you get the occasional look from people, but it's basically like it's a very large city, and so people just... You know, there's some unusual people from out of town here. Oh, it's another day of the week. Mm-hmm. All the like, fancy adventurers. Yeah, we get those.
Mm-hmm. Speed. Thank you.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Is this bigger than any city in the Dvalian Peninsula? Or is it comparable with, like, Bronzeport?
It is... It's bigger than Bronzeport, yeah. I'd say it's probably... Yeah, Bronzeport's the biggest city of the peninsula. I'd say this is a little bigger than Bronzeport.
So are we like, oh my god, or we've been in Bronzeport enough that this isn't...
Well, it's just a very different vibe, too. The architecture is very different on this side of the world. It looks very unlike anything you've seen as far as that goes. So it is very pretty. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously East Asian inspired. Sort of, so, you know, like lots of, you know, flat roofs and like paper doors, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah, and then looming in the distance, ever over the city, is the Mount Kokoryu, which is a large volcano that
cool.
the city sits under.
It's just, every time there's any of the noise, it always makes me laugh. I don't know why. Even when I'm doing it, it makes me laugh. I don't know.
Just the sound of aluminum foil is giggly.
For those, I think it's specifically the because of how much we played with them.
Oh, fair enough.
Your footballs.
So much fun.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, you so you make your way to the temple, which is a large, a very large structure. With an owl, with just the large symbol of an owl's face in the front of it. And you can actually see, as you get closer, that it appears that, like, there is a large courtyard in the center of it. You see people coming and going from the temple, some carrying baskets that you would guess would maybe offerings, and others returning with empty baskets. Mm.
All
right,
let's do this.
All right. So, you head in to the temple. As you step in, you see there's a bunch of shoes where people have taken off their shoes before entering. Mm.
Take off my shoes.
I don't think I wear shoes.
Mm. Or as well, you wipe your feet on the little mats they have. Mm-hmm. You take your shoes off, Shams?
Yeah.
Cool. And then, so basically it's like a long corridor, and on the other side of it you see this large courtyard, which has several trees in the center of it, and a large, probably 25-foot tall statue of an owl that is just radiating serenity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you see it's surrounded by sand and little pebbles, and you see people are just kneeling in the sand in front of the statue in prayer. Mm.
Can we see anyone that looks like they are, like, clergy or whatever the term is?
You look around, you don't see any, like, clergy folks out in the courtyard, but you do see somebody nearby who seems to be like using a broom to kind of sweep up.
Mm. Point it out or go over.
Yeah.
As you come over, they look up and say, "How may I help you?"
Hi. We're looking to talk to somebody of great import about something kind of delicate.
Are you having a spiritual matter?
I mean, it's about a spiritual matter.
Bentley probably does snort a little bit.
I'm not having a spiritual matter.
That's very confusing.
Yes.
But we'll figure it out. He says, how can I help you?
We have something that we need to give to somebody who's important.
Like a head priest or something like that?
Oh, well, that would be me.
Oh. Do you have somewhere...
My name is Yukio. I'm the head priest of this temple.
Y-U-K-I-O?
Bingo Bongo.
And what is their deal? Are they...
They're like middle-aged, human, a little bit balding on top. But otherwise...
Male? Female?
Male. The really calloused hands. It looks like they work a lot. And you notice that, like, they're wearing very plain garb, but you do notice there's just, like, a wooden owl pendant around their neck that's sort of half obscured under their clothing.
Can I roll an insight that they are actually the head priest?
Sure.
Yeah. 14.
You don't have seen no reason to disbelieve them.
Okay.
Is there anywhere more, less public, more private that we could discuss?
Roll me a persuasion check.
Natural 20.
Nice!
A total of 33.
I mean, we respect nat 20s in the South. We didn't get that with, like, a sign, like... Like, you know, like those, like the, like basic people have that's just like in this house, we. In this house, we respect net 20s. All right. Oh, absolutely. It looks like you've traveled far, so it must be of great importance, whatever it is you're bringing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, follow me.
Thank you very much.
Step somewhere more private.
Follow him?
I really wanted him to say, walk this way.
He sets his broom in a corner and opens a sliding door and leads you into another room. In this room is just some small tables that have a tea set on them. And he just sort of kneels down next to one of the small tables and says, please have a seat.
In our heads, I just say, all right, do we just tell him and bring it out?
I think so, yeah.
All right, so it's a really long story, but...
I'm a very patient person.
Well, long story short...
I'm not.
We met someone who was involved with re-stealing something that was stolen, and we decided to take it and return it to its original place. Mm-hmm.
So a theft of a theft turned into a repatriation.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in my...
It's in your boobs.
I'll pull out my...
That's surprisingly not damn full. All right, so you reach into the hole. Yeah, you pull out... You pull up your hole. Go into the shelf that you've got the owl on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can fit a lot in my hole.
Oh.
Surely it must have its limits.
Haven't found it yet.
Alright, so. So it's still, like, wrapped up in, like, essentially newspaper. So then what is this?
And start unwrapping it.
Features of the owl become present, you see his eyes just grow slightly in surprise and wonderment. And once it's revealed, he just bows, like, he gets on his knees and, like, prostrates himself before it.
Place it somewhere so he's not bowing to me. Or so I don't feel like he's bowing to me.
He says, this is the God touched out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He says, this has been missing from this very temple for hundreds of years. And you came across it somehow?
Somehow.
Yeah. Just things seem to just sort of like tumbleweed their way across our path.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm...
It's not at all because we're nosy bitches, I say in our heads.
He says, that is an interesting path to be on, where such tumbleweeds roam freely.
Oh my god, Tony, I'm suddenly so paranoid. Can you bazinga?
Yeah. I was also going to say, I know a lot of people are looking after this, so.
And so I'll bazinga.
He looks exactly as he seems.
Okay, cool.
I don't know if they'll come this far, but the people who stole it were not upset that it was then not stolen for them. So the second people who stole it, I should say.
If they tried stealing it again, it would mean war.
Oh, all right. Well, that makes it easy. Yeah.
Which we would not wish, but violation of our sovereignty in such a way would require a violent rebuttal.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know all about Windhaven, right?
Of course.
The Archmage...
What's her name?
I can find it. Don't tell me. I can find it.
Archmage. Sticky face.
Enemies section.
Secundus. Lord Glacian. Gaussian Boros.
Name doesn't ring a bell for me, but I'm not too familiar with their mage circle.
Well, there's Windhaven, who stole it from you guys.
I'm aware of what the Sophic Circle is. I just...
Yeah, and then the Sophic Circle, the second in command of the Sophic Circle, stole it from Windhaven. So there's some weird shit going on.
Indeed, that is.
I guess, like, there's some, like, backdoor dealings and shit. Like, they're, like...
There's very little wisdom in that decision. Unless...
If they're trying to backstab each other between the Sophic Circle and the Emperor, there's some beef. Type of situation.
Well, that is their business, not ours.
Yeah, just to let you know, it wouldn't probably be Windhaven who's going to be looking for it, and it's the second most powerful wizard in the entire country.
That's a good point.
As you said that, you hear...
Fuck! Fuck!
As you turn around, you see Archmage Secundus... Or Galcium Boro standing there.
We should have invited more monks or something.
And she looks at Yukio and she says, "You'll forgive the intrusion, High Priest."
What's Yukio look like?
Nonplussed. He just nothing.
Like he's not surprised?
Not that he's not surprised, but he seems like the person who doesn't react suddenly.
Okay.
He's absorbing this new information. But you do see him, like, sort of, he does have the owl, and he just sort of holds it a little tighter.
Can I? I don't know how much time I have. Wait, did we fight this person, Simulacrum?
Simulacrum, yeah.
And it was not close, right? We killed it, or...
Yeah, you killed it. It also summoned some demons.
Summoned some demons, we took that fight out pretty quick, but it could have gone wrong if things hadn't blown our way, right?
Correct.
In our heads, I'm going to say real quick, should we invite our new friends?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
100%.
Because this person's going to have double the hit points that the other one did.
They're hours away.
Teleport.
She says,
I was gonna ask if I can kind of sneakily tell Tsuki to, like, kind of get off my shoulders and, like, try to get the attention of some of the guards or someone.
Oh, yeah.
Because you said there's a lot of, like, guards and, like, fancy schmancy armor.
So as she pops in and says, you see her, and she says hi to the Lord High Priest Yukio. She looks at the little four of you and she says, no, I'm not here to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Enough of that, she says, looking at you, Shins, talking to your, whispering to your snake.
And I've got a sinning stone halfway out of my pocket, ready to fucking call.
She says, I just came here to thank you. She says, you've returned the owl to its rightful place, and now that it's back, we can finally give those diviners a break, so...
Do what?
Oh, the wizards we've had working day and night, that if this little bird ever pops back up in the material plane, that we know exactly where it is.
What's her vibe?
Her vibe is, I gotta look at your faces now, right?
That's what I was thinking,
You actually, you don't need an inside check. She just says, the four of you defeated my simulacrum. It's quite impressive. Where's Tippletoe?
Who?
You know who. The person who gave you the bird.
Oh, you mean the corpse we took the bird off of? Yeah. Is that what her name was?
My diviners assure me that she's quite alive.
Hmm.
Well, High Priest, I would not invite violence into your temple, so my time here will be brief. But, Horn and Claw.
God damn it.
She says, you're welcome back in the Empire anytime, and will, of course, receive a hero's welcome. From the Sophic Circle, of course. Oh, maybe watch out for those loyal to the Empire, or the Emperor. I do not think they will be pleased with what you have done.
So now we've got a hit on us from the entire Windhaven.
I was going to be like, should we disguise ourselves?
I just got rid of my bounty, guys.
I mean, I still look like Steve Buscemi.
I mean, I look like Bentley.
I look like me.
Yeah. But I mean, looks like you too.
They
right?
do know.
You remember the last time that you interacted with her, she had true sight.
Oh, so it doesn't matter even. Shut
up. She says, I thank you for doing what it is I sought to do myself. So.
Bullshit.
Fucking bullshit. Do I need to roll to tell if she's lying?
I'm an inception.
With advantage, because
she did this to undermine the Emperor, right?
Ah!
That's heavily what she's implying.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh.
What did you say, insight?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
With a net 20?
Oh.
Unreadable.
Ah!
She also rolled a natural 19 on the die.
So she's got more than a plus 11 to fucking deception. I think we can safely make this.
That makes sense for like a high ranking politician and like fucking doing all this conspiracy nonsense.
She says, well, I shall be taking my leave. But like I said, if you're ever in the capital, be sure to stop by.
You sure you don't want to stick around?
For what?
Dance. I put my sending stone back and pull out my sword just a little bit.
She says, well, you did defeat my simulacrum, and I'm sure the High Priest will appreciate this. Only a fool engages in battle with their lessers. There's nothing to gain from it. You either win a hollow victory or get defeated by an upstart. Either way, your reputation is in shambles.
My reputation is in shambles?
No, my reputation would be in shambles.
Oh, well, I'm going to work to make that happen anyway, so you go ahead and scuttle on back to your hole and have a nice day.
Oh, and as a little gift, she says, for delivering the owl, I'll just let you know that you did have Magus Richter fooled. He did not think you had any part in it. She says, crafty opponents indeed. And with that, she disappears.
shit.
Fuck. Not that we liked Windhaven. Not that we care what they think about us.
Well, do you think they're going to limit it to Windhaven?
Or if they're going to send people out?
I mean, they can send people out, but, like...
Yeah. I got too much cool shit to go back to be wearing an amulet of non-detection, you know what I mean?
Also, like, you guys could, I mean, like, it'd have to be some pretty high-level shit they sent after you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think, like, bring it. Yeah, like,
a little.
Okay.
Shaking in my boots.
Yeah.
I mean, also, I didn't want to be involved in Windhaven politics, but I hate her smug fucking face, so... If we get a chance, why not?
Yeah, I don't even know if I did justice to how just fucking smug her smug fucking face is.
It was felt. Yeah. I hate her. A lot.
Well, you've got your Gottish Owl back.
Yes, and no violence in the temple, so that's a good day for us.
I'm a little sad about that, but I understand why you feel that way.
Well, this was big news. The fact that it has been returned is going to be a call for a celebration across not only the city, but the entire nation. So I understand if you see wisdom in laying low, but if not, I'm sure you would be the guest of honor at any sort of ceremonies the queen puts on.
I'm not afraid of being a guest of honor.
Me either.
The people who are dangerous already know...
Where we're at.
Yeah. And what we've done. So.
Well, and we were also wondering if we could possibly get a teleportation circle memorized for my friend here.
We don't have one at the temple, but I'm sure Queen Kazuza would have something that she could, somewhere here in the city or the nation, that she could propose to you.
That would be wonderful.
Ooh, are we going to get to meet a queen?
Almost certainly, yes.
I've never met royalty before. Yeah. That sounds cool.
What are these...
Now, to be fair, she's a... it's a ceremonial role, but we are a republic here.
I guess technically we've seen a queen in Umphaloko, but she's also just ceremonial.
Mm-hmm.
But this sounds like a lot bigger.
Yeah. She says we're a cantonate here. We have,
a what?
Cantonate. It's our nation is divided into 14 cantons, each of which... are responsible for sending a representative to represent their interests at the Cantonate Assembly Palace, which is gestures to the big palace across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Historically, in our darker years, we were an empire, and that is where the emperor lived. But now the queen lives there, along with it's a place where the canton meets, the cantonate meets every year.
Mm. What are the ceremonies like?
Elaborate, lots of good food, lots of good beverages.
All right.
Of the alcoholic variety, if that's your interests, not mine, but no judgments.
Alcohol. Now, what is this strange thing that you speak of? I must try it. I'm not from around here.
And where are you from that doesn't have alcohol?
Uh-huh. Away.
Yeah, Tony, tell us. Where are you from that there's away. No alcohol?
I come from away.
See, I've been all over the world, and funnily enough, there's alcohol everywhere you go.
Huh. You must not have been to away.
I guess I've never been to away.
Well, you can try some alcohol.
Oh, I think I should for cultural exploration.
I think that's a good idea.
Quite the character.
There it is. There it is.
Well, I should... just actually, let me think about this for a moment, what the best course of action is. And he sits there like that for like 5 minutes.
Oh. Literally 30 seconds. Hello?
I'm still thinking.
Remember what...
Is there anything for me to fuck around with around the room? Like, anything that would, like...
I'm very quickly gonna start fidgeting.
There's, like, tea sets, like, incense sticks, wall scrolls.
I just imagine Shem's like picking things up and like dropping them and be like, oh!
Suki quickly catching them as they fall. Yeah.
Okay, listen to this. I knew that it was a class feature that I had at some point, but next level, if I have my brand of, it's now called brand of tethering on a person, so I just have to hit it with a Crimson Rite weapon. They can't take the dash, and if they attempt to teleport or leave the current plane, they take 4d6 psychic damage and make a wisdom saving throw. On a failure, they cannot leave the...
That's cool.
Yeah, so... Relevant! Sorry. I knew that was a thing that I had at some point.
Alright, and so... As you guys are fidgeting with this stuff, he finally is like, okay, yes, I shall take the statue with me to the cantonate... Assembly Palace and present it to the Queen. Would you care to accompany me?
Oh, you definitely need guards.
It's just across the street.
Okay.
There's guards all around the palace.
Okay. I mean, if we're welcome.
Yeah. You never know. Archmage is a sneaky bitch.
Fuck, that was terrifying.
Listen, every foot counts in combat, so...
Isn't it just so good that we made the agreement not to bring that thing out before we got here? Mm-hmm. Like...
Oh my God.
My God.
Yeah.
She could have gotten us anywhere in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I was like, well, she has infinite, monkeys, typewriters, essentially, with the wizards. Basically, yeah, she would just be have a group of people just casting divination spells literally every minute of every day.
Oh my God.
It's insane. Yeah.
That's fucked.
Whew.
All right, so.
Oh, I want to know the, like, oh, never mind.
What's that?
Mm-hmm. I just want to know, like, the actual reasoning other than just, like, getting it out of his hands or whatever. I don't know.
Can I just...
Yep, you said
it. Yeah, so, like, at my last campaign, I was actually part of the Windhaven Empire. Mm-hmm. My character was part of the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that the Emperor was moving too slow. And so Archmage Secundus and the Sapphic Circle are trying to take power away by undermining the Emperor and, like, eroding their power.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the end result is for their best-case scenario, but really they're just... infighting at the top, trying to one-up each other.
Because
the reason that Carthalia got invaded the way they did is because they didn't have permission from the Emperor. So, yeah, it's interesting. I don't know what the... Chris has got all sorts of fucking machinations. You machinator!
yeah, the Archmage Primus gave, like, a big, like, fashy speech about it after they took over the empire that they witnessed.
Yeah, it was super fashy.
And basically, like, the first emperor of the empire was part of the Sophic Circle, but the distance over the last 700 years has been growing between them. As the emperor focuses more on, like, financial and economic things and less on magical things.
Mm-hmm.
Also in the handout. Though I truly promise you do that. Expect anybody to read that.
You have mentioned it several times in the last couple sessions.
I realized that, and I was just like, just want to make sure you guys know, I'm joking when I say that. I don't actually.
You need to finish it so I can make a book out of it.
I do need to finish it.
I was actually
just thinking about that as I actually have it pulled up right now to get my Mishima notes out of it.
Get your hyper focus back.
Yeah, God. That'd be nice. Maybe. Since we're not going to be playing for a few weeks, I'll get out of some time.
There you go.
Focus. More like that, I'll just do anything but D&D stuff and play a video game, read a book.
You can finally play Baldur's Gate.
Oh, it's over there tempting me. I know it exists. I know what my reaction's going to be to playing it. So.
Cannot stop.
Yeah. All right. So. High Priest Yukio takes a little, goes into another room and comes back out with a little cloth wrapping and wraps the owl up in it and leads you all across the street and around the corner to the front gate of the Cantonate Assembly Palace.
I immediately take Percipient again because fuck charisma. I have one job and it's to keep people from dying. So I am hyper vigilantly watching everyone around us. Can I roll either perception or insight to see if there's anyone with eyes on us? Mm-hmm. Which one you want?
Perception.
Can I also roll a perception check to see if there's hot people?
Dirty 20.
Can I roll an advantage?
Yes.
Something you're very experienced at? Did you roll
another? I rolled another nat 20. So 30 again.
Of all things, this is the nat 20.
You step outside, you look across the street, and there at a bakery, you just see, like, a guy sitting out front with just, like, a perfectly, like, chiseled jaw, symmetrical face, like, long hair tied back.
Every attractive person I see, I'm just gonna give him, like, a wave and a flirt. And then...
As the wind blows, like, the shirt, like, tightens against his, like, washboard abs. It basically looks like the cover of, like, a 90s romance novel. His hair tie, like, slips loose in the wind.
He just stands like that. Like, every time he's just, like, standing there, but he's, like, posed so dramatically.
As he takes a bite out of his...
bodice ripper romance
novel. Yeah, as he takes a bite out of his croissant, like, the hair tie slips out, like, when his hair just blows in the wind.
So meanwhile, I'm percipient and watching for threats. And so every time you make lingering eye contact or look at someone for too long, I'm literally, what's wrong with them? What?
Yeah. Wait, and I'm like, if you're looking for threats, you're like, that's a threat to Nar.
Or you get distracted and veer off a little bit. I'm like, nope. Yeah. Nope.
Hey, Nar, you should, what was it called? Psychic Whispers. Rip them up in it.
Hey.
Just start it and end it immediately. So if that's happened.
He just kind of looks around. He catches you off over in the distance and lingers there for a bit before going back to his as you do the superhero poster pose where it's like somehow turned to get your butt in.
As a cosplayer, I know that well.
All right, so
thank you for humoring me.
Gives you a little bit of a wink as he goes back to his pastry.
Oh God.
All right, so you make it to the front gates. And you see one of the guards in the gate is an older-looking paladin type. You see the Rince the Holy symbol, like, emblazoned into his armor, and just kind of gives off that aura that paladins do. And as he sees Yukio approach, you see a face that has no smile lines. you do see a kind of a broad smile pop up on his face as he walks over, gives like a predator handshake to
predator handshake.
Well, that's where they
is that
they
what grab it's called?
They lean in and they grab the forearms. There's a podcast that calls it that.
Oh, okay. So, I was like, that's not
from
what
the movie
called.
Predator, but yeah, it's just that, you know, like that old familiar, like, you know, handshake. And he says, "Yukio, my friend, it's been a while since you've been at the front gates." Yukio says, "Well, we've got great news today. I must see the queen and." Whatever assembly members are here, it's huge news. Well, of course, no problem at all. He looks at the rest of you, but who are these people with you?
The Horn and Claw.
Trusted adventurers. He eyes you each individually.
Tony just goes...
All of you to just roll me just a quick persuasion check.
Persuasion is charisma, which I have disadvantage on. This is why I took the short rest. Yeah. To avoid this disadvantage.
21.
Ooh. Oh, okay, that's not bad. 11.
It's like a group roll, so it's fine. Persuasion?
Mm-hmm.
11.
Oh, we both got 11s. This is the one you gave me.
And Ari always has to carry the like charisma.
Persuasion. I can't get below a 23.
Sure. He points at Shims. He points at you, Shims, and you, Taika, and he says, "I just need you two to put your." And he kind of looks at your doom staff. And you're very nice looking, so I just need you to put your magical weapons in your bags of holding while you're in the Catmate Palace.
Why not them?
You two who have no weapons?
My body is my weapon.
Just overreacting.
Hers are manifested from psychic energy, and Tony's just a character. That's a weapon. Personality is a weapon.
True. Damn it.
True story.
Do you also put your staff in your bag?
Yes, but I'm very, very obviously grumbling about it.
This sucks.
And he says, Yukio has vouched for your character, so I do not see a need to lock your bags, but I would ask that you not draw a weapon inside of the palace, barring an emergency that would threaten your lives.
Okay.
And if you do so without that, we'll take it as a threat.
Okay. Does he turn his back on us?
No, not once.
Does his attention drift from me just for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. I'll take the pebble that I have and activate potency.
Okay.
So it's literally just me crushing the pebble and the dust absorbs into my hand. So it's pretty subtle.
Well, I don't think anybody would look at that sideways. You're not casting a spell or...
I mean, it does look magical, but that's fine. As long as I can just subtly do that.
What's that do?
I have a strength of 21 now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Your muscles ripple a bit. I was saying,
I'm Bentley, so you can't tell.
Well, that's true, right?
These disguises are very important.
I feel like a Nari could just tell when there's more muscle.
There's a vibe.
It's like a sixth sense. All right.
So, if your weapon's stowed, Yukio and the paladin lead you all into the palace. So you walk through the gates, and immediately you're in, what looks to be, a landscaped arboretum, just all sorts of terraces with plants, all immaculately landscaped. Even though it's winter, they've got, lots of plants that, bloom in the winter here that are,
mm-hmm.
So even though it's out of season for a lot of things, they still have something here that makes it look gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And you are led down this winding path towards arch. A large building in the center of it, and where you see steps that go up to a large set of doors, and on each row of steps you see a guard stationed next to it.
As I go past each one, I'm like, morning, 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 morning.
Lot of steps.
I thought you were going to fart. I like yours better.
Yeah.
There's actually 50 steps and a pair of guards in each of them.
Holy nice. Shit.
None of them react in any way to you whatsoever.
On the inside, I'm sure they do.
Make note of your face.
Can I roll insight to see if any of them are delighted by Tony's antics?
Roll me an insight check.
If they're not all delighted, let's kill them all.
Kill them all.
15. No, wait, no. Insight. My insight is higher than that. 18.
Nice.
Guard number 46 was a little bit pleased.
Yes.
Is he newest because he's highest, so furthest away from the danger, or is he oldest because he's closer to the queen? In matter of training and experience.
He looks more experienced, probably.
Oh, okay.
They seem to be getting more, better.
Experience?
Yeah.
Okay.
Though, there's just one of those things where you know if a joke's unfunny, but you keep doing it over and over again. By the 45th time, he was just...
He was like, this has been going on for a while.
Just the commitment to the bit.
Well, and I mean, I'm not going to get bored with it either.
Yeah.
I'm going to treat each one like it's the first time I've said it. Like, I'm making eye contact.
Yeah.
Morning.
Morning. Morning. Oh, that's amazing.
Alright.
Morning.
And as you make it to the top, you see these two large, 25-foot tall, steel-banded doors. And actually, as you look at it closer, the doors themselves, even though banded in steel, appear to be made of, adamantium or some very fancy metal. And Yukio kind of looks up at me and says, these doors have never been breached.
In your head, can't say the same about these doors.
The ones to your cooch? I know. I fucking know.
Doors or flaps?
I don't know.
There's Caitlin's line. Found it. Let's move on.
And so the big doors unfortunately don't open, but smaller doors inside of the doors.
Would they be called the Doris Menorah?
Like Labia Menorah.
Oh. You know, you said it, but I heard... What's
the menorah?
Yeah.
Eight candles.
Yeah.
Eight crazy nights.
All right. So, you filthy animals. We open the doors, and you walk inside. And as you step inside to this great hall that is as tall as the doors and goes back hundreds of feet, you feel all the magic on you deactivate.
Oh, shit.
Ooh!
Okay. Does my ion stone drop? Or does it just freeze?
It drops.
God damn it! I glare at the paladin.
Mine scatters across the floor.
I guess I should roll for it, too.
I also have an ion stone and Suki is like a little...
Yeah, Suki powers down.
And I look like myself.
Yeah, you all look like yourselves. Ion stones... And Yukio says, oh, apologies, I didn't even think. I should have warned you all. This entire hall is warded against magic.
Smart.
It's okay, I'm handsome in every form.
And teleportation and anything else that you might need to do. I know that look. I know that look. You're like, but what can I do?
I know exactly what I could do. I know, right?
We should test it. Just kidding.
I don't think
so. In front
of
all these people.
Like, there's a big part of me that's like, maybe we should. We like these people, but we don't know that. We don't know these people.
Well, the last time you tried teleporting into a private sanctum, you got hurt real bad. Yeah.
No, oh, so I'll ask. So is this like an anti-magic room, or is this like a private sanctum?
Both.
Ooh, that's cool.
Okay, cool. Good to know.
Dates back... back into the Imperial days, you know, when your opponents can magically move about, you have to be able to prevent them from entering your most sacred of
your
places.
Holes.
Sorry.
I want to ask more, but I don't want to seem, like, suspicious. I'm just curious,
I think that I'm probably going to ask anyway. So do you know of a way to stop a high-level wizard from teleporting away from you?
Yukio says, I mean, we have spells that can anchor, prevent dimensional and teleportation travel.
What kind of spell is that,
do you think?
Let me go to the spell list. I know what it exists. I forget the name of it.
Uh-huh. And is it something a wizard could do?
Did you have a question while I'm looking at the spells?
Oh, bummer.
It'll catch up. Right. She actually had a question.
Maybe she's been talking this whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I can't spell today. What was that?
I'm going to pause this until she gets back.
Okay.
Back a day to bed.
So you had a question, Shims? You guys were peppering. You were peppering the paladin and Yukio with questions about the palace and its defenses.
Yeah.
Non-suspiciously.
Because Tycho was asking about if there's a way to stop a wizard from teleporting.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, and Yukio said there's a...
Would that be... I mean, my staff can steal spell slots. Is teleporting just a very high level spell?
It's a 7th level spell, yeah.
Which, yeah, it's...
So most wizards, a 20th level wizard would at most, in one combat, be able to cast 3 teleports if they use their 9th, 8th, and 7th level slots for it.
But you'd have to steal at least 3 spell slots of the highest level from them before they could shut down.
Now, her staff does go from top to bottom, so it steals the 9th, 1st, and the 8th, and the 7th.
Oh.
Which is, seems pretty broken to me, but it's too late now.
You can't change it, okay? You already gave it to me. You already printed it out.
You're like, I'm in Saudi now. How are you going to give me the revision anyway?
And then you can't use teleportation circle in battle, because it takes a minute.
It's a minute.
Right.
Yeah, no matter what. Okay, cool. Good to know. So between the two of us, we could probably, as long as we wait till the next level, to take on this person.
I mean, Tony also has counterspell.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that's, can he counterspell a teleport?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably just have to roll for it. But.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just so you know, my brand of tethering can be dispelled, but as of next level, it's a 6th level spell equivalent.
Ooh,
nice.
That's cool.
Sorry, I love this. I love this class. It's so great.
Awesome.
Okay.
So, you're staying in this great hall. And yeah, so if you have any other questions, like, they both seem happy to answer them. They both have a lot of pride as they talk about, like, the defenses of this legendary palace.
Is it like, so this hall is protected, but, like, what about everywhere else? Like, back in the day, does the emperor sleep in this hall? Did the emperor, like, what, how
oh,
did that
no, the,
work?
This hall is anti-magic, but the entire grounds are warded against teleportation.
Ah, okay. Cool.
So you literally cannot teleport inside of these walls.
That's cool.
Mm. Cool.
I feel like whenever we, if we ever get a, like, a hideout or, like, a base of operations other than the wizard's towers, we need to do that, too.
Yeah.
If we do. We might not.
Good idea. Yeah.
We should have a base. I feel like we deserve a base by this point.
I still like that one we had to get to via the submarine.
Mm.
Oh yeah, and
that
Jabbar.
Was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you all
miss the chilling out.
Oh, the chilling out. Creepy sentient sub.
Absolutely.
Arita still owns that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But she pulled its arcane brain from it, so it's just a shell, right?
Unless she puts an arcane core back in.
Little stinker.
Sam was on the counter.
Is he trying to make an escape?
He usually waits for us to not be able to see him.
I think he didn't realize we could see him.
And so he's like, I'm going to test out these sauces that they left just negligently on the counter here for me.
Lick my butt.
This one's spicy. This one's garlicky. My butt tastes better. Goodbye.
Now.
All right, so.
Smell it, Frodo. Smell it.
So unless anybody has any more questions to these two guys, old guys, and their fondness for this palace.
I'll ask the paladin what his name is.
Oh, my name is Toshir. What's yours?
What's it? Spell it.
Toshiro.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of the palace?
He says, the gardens myself. He says, I've spent much of my life walking through them.
Mm-hmm.
Typically on patrol, but that doesn't make their sights any less beautiful.
Cool. Alright. Good to go.
Alright, yes, shall we? Move on forward.
Sure.
Alright, so you guys move a fair ways down the hall. It's very large. And eventually there's an unmarked door to the side that Toshiro goes over and opens. And kind of peeks his head inside and then gestures you all to follow him inside.
Follow in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You find a... looks to be just like a reception room, like low tables. That he gestures for you all to have a seat at. There's little cushions on the ground for you to sit on. And then on the other side of the room, there's like a raised area and another little table up there and some doors behind it.
Mm. Fancy.
Wi-Fi is getting all fucky again.
Oh, no.
Oh.
You look fine on our side.
So far, so good.
Yeah, I think... Hopefully, this... will be stable. It might be a little weaker.
There it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Went all max headroom right as you said weaker. So. Alright.
You're okay. Don't be sad.
Alright. So, yeah, so Toshiro leaves, but Yukio just kind of kneels down and sits in front of the table. Gestures for you all to do the same.
What?
I might go to the lip.
Sorry. It was a weird sound, but your face was frozen.
I'm just gonna... We're
on land cam.
Oh my god.
Welcome to MTV Cribs.
MTV Cribs.
My dad's here.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
My friends are saying hi.
It's funny how we all said hello, even though she's got earphones just, on.
Give me a second, gang.
Oh, shit.
All right, so you all take a seat in front of the table. I think this will be the third time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh god.
Wait, there's a table.
Did you actually need a redescription of the room? Or is that a...
Yes.
Okay. So you're in this like large receiving room. There's a like a short table. Got cushions that you can sit on in front of it. And then there's, like, on the other side of the room, there's, like, a raised area with another table on it and some doors behind it.
Okay. Which table are we sitting at?
The lower one.
Where we belong.
Okay. Where the peasants belong.
Sit on the other table?
Yeah. Do you get up to, like, make a move towards the other table?
I don't, but I think about it.
Okay. And so, yes, and Toshiro left, so you're just here with Yukio.
Are there any, like, protocols we should be aware of, or do we just sit here in silence? Or?
Yukio says, as foreigners, there's, you know, there's no, you won't be expected to know any levels of etiquette or anything like that, so just be polite.
Good.
We've never pissed off anyone important.
You have prestidigitation, right? Clean that up.
Not in this room, he doesn't.
Oh yeah.
No
magique.
Did you actually just pull a stink bomb?
No, I farted.
Yukio just pulls out a little fan, unfurls it, and just sort of waves the stink away.
Not in this room, he doesn't.
Jesus. That was funny.
Do you have a nervous stomach?
No.
No, I just toot a lot.
Thinks farts are funny.
Well, that too, but...
I mean, they are objectively funny. They make a silly noise and they come from your body. What's not to like?
Exactly.
Though I will say the Queen's not particularly fond of that sort of humor.
I'll keep it to
myself.
Though
I myself am.
Good to know.
It's a good time to do it, then.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to stink up the place before the Queen comes.
All right, so a door over across the way slides open, and Toshiro comes out from that door. And he goes to the side of the table, and he kneels down next to it. And after a few moments... a very old but regal-looking elven woman steps out, wearing a just a very like nice but sleek outfit. She's dressed well, and you see just a glimmering bits of jewelry on her in her ears and all around her neck. And she. Sees the four of you, and to your or five of you, because Yukio's there, and to your maybe to your surprise, she actually bows to the five of you.
Oh.
And then kneels at the table.
What the fuck just happened?
She turned around, and Frodo was just like,
like straight eye contact.
He's like, bitch, let me out. Sorry, I just heard like, a, and it's just like, sorry.
Shocked he's me. Like, I'll be your back pillow. Just,
just don't fart on me.
Not like mom.
Didn't do it on purpose.
I never forget.
You got space. All right.
And so, yeah, so she bows to you and then kneels behind the table from up on her dais. And she says, hello. Welcome, travelers. Yukio. She says, my name is Queen Kazuza, the current ceremonial monarch of the Republic of Nishima, and let me be the first to officially welcome you to our wonderful country.
Kazuza?
K-A-Z-U-S-A.
Oh, I spelled it so wrong.
USA? Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought it was...
USA.
I thought it was U-Z-A.
She's a kazoo.
Yeah. Kazooza.
Mm-hmm.
Kazoozu. Azuda.
She says, Toshiro tells me that you all have brought a great treasure back to this country.
Wait a second. Did Yukio say... At what point did Yukio pass on the information that he had that treasure?
Roll me perception check.
Advantage.
He's doing the predator handshake.
My shit isn't, because mine's features, right? So it's not technically magical.
Yeah.
So my stuff would still work. Fuck me. Well, I don't fucking know then.
Five.
I'll take it, because it's only a 14.
Yeah, hell yeah, I want to know.
So
and
it's a 19, then.
The Flesh of Genius is also a feature, so that's not magic.
The two of you!
We would never be allowed to sit next to each other in school.
what'd you get total?
19.
Don't joke.
The only time you can think of when they would do it is when they were shaking hands. They kind of did like the clasp in the back. Hmm. And you...
Telepathic.
Not telepathic. You just think you maybe, now that you're back thinking about it, you're thinking about the time, you think maybe that Yukio whispered something.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Okay.
Are they lovers?
Kiss.
Was there a little booty tap?
Little tiny little beep.
And so, the queen says, "Yes, I've heard you brought back something of great importance to our country." And Yukio says, "It's true, Your Majesty." And he unveils the owl. He says, these four brought it in today, having liberated it from the Windhavian Empire. Upon seeing it, the queen, along with Toshiro, both kind of, much like Yukio did when he first saw it, both prostrate themselves in front of it for a moment.
Cool. I mean, I don't want to inflate our egos too much. We didn't go... take it and bring it here. It just kind of came across our way and we decided to bring it here, but...
Yukio says, the Archmage Secundus showed up soon after them. She did not seem displeased that it had been returned to us.
I bet she was more displeased than she let on.
Mm. Oh.
That woman's a shit stirrer, if anything. I don't like her.
Yeah, she did orchestrate the stealing, and how did we... She was going to kill the person who stole it.
Who she paid to steal it.
She paid to steal it.
The queen says, eliminating the witnesses, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you can tell me about the recovery of this artifact?
What did Tippletoe tell us? Or like, do we know much else other than?
You know that some people died trying to retrieve it, including Tippletoe's partner.
Oh yeah.
You know that Lord Galsianbros summoned demons to try to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mm. But we didn't learn too much about. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, and I mean, they now have our faces because they were definitely looking for that. because Lord Galcian had used a simulacrum to disguise themselves in order to kill the person who stole it originally. So she didn't have our faces, and now, unfortunately, she does. So that kind of sucks.
So is life.
Yeah, and we found she was using an old temple to one of the old pantheon to... It was Flavi, right?
Yes. That sounds right.
Yeah, she was using an old temple of Flavi as her meeting ground.
Oh, yeah.
Yukio just kind of gasps a little bit at that.
Yeah, pretty interesting, huh?
He says, that aberration... He says the fact that there's still places that its influence might linger, that is a terrifying thought.
I don't know if it lingers, but it's definitely just a location. Because we didn't get, like, a super huge bad vibe from it, right? Other than creepy.
Creepy. You also found those old book.
Blood.
The old book there, too.
Oh.
With blood in it, right? Dried blood?
And there's the vials of blood,
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Do we just want to hand that off? I say in our heads, does our head thing work? Because it's a feature, right?
Oh. I think we've established that it is a feature.
Yeah.
A psychic feature, not a magic feature. So it does work.
Whatever you say. A powerful.
So, I mean, I asked, do we want to just hand off that book?
Sure.
To these guys?
Are we going to do anything with it?
I don't know what we could begin to do with it unless we decide to get real into religion, and I'm not about that.
Yeah. No, it seems like they're opposed to it. So
yeah, I'll pull out the book. Sorry if this is disturbing to pull it out here, but I just remembered it. This is what another thing that we found in that temple. Oh, is it that much?
Yeah, and it's bound in human flesh.
Yeah, there you go. That's super gross, and maybe somebody of a religious bent will do something with it.
Yukio says this Faustus root of my will. Take it away and make sure that it is disposed of properly. He pulls out a handkerchief and grabs it and leaves with it.
Oh, he leaves?
Yeah, right away. This is, he does not want this in this room at all.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
No, you're not.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's good to get rid of it.
I don't want it in our hands either.
Yeah. Well, now that nasty business is out of the way, this owl has been held hostage by the Empire for hundreds of years. And also, given that it is, in fact, winter and nearing the darkest time of the year, I think something like this will bring a little light to the masses.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a celebration is in order.
Nice.
Now, I know that you were worried about being famous.
No, not worried about that. I'm worried about her knowing my face. We're actually the marshals of the regatta in the Devalian Peninsula, so... Mm.
Well, she says, how would you like to be the guest of honor here at the Empire for a 7-day celebration?
7 days?
Oh, wow. I was about to be excited, but then you said 7 days.
Well, you don't have to stay for all 7 days.
I didn't say that out loud. Caitlin's thinking that. In your heads, I just send an image of a tiny, chibi Taika. We did it. We're heroes in more than one country now.
International heroes.
Yeah. Stoic. Facing the queen.
Mr. Worldwide.
No, that sounds great.
We're Claw Incorporated. We're expanding.
Yeah.
We're going public. We're going to sell shares.
First, I couldn't see what you were doing. I thought you were shoving the branches in your mouth. I was like, what the fuck?
Man, the vibes are different tonight.
Yeah, they are. That's what you get for a Friday night session.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so the queen says, well, if that sounds amenable to you all, we'll make sure that you have only the nicest accommodations and make sure that you're well fed and feted. And
we would like to ask for at least one more thing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, any reward, we love money, but if there's not any, that's okay too. What we really would be interested in would be a teleportation circle so that we can make it more easily around the world.
Hmm. Well, we obviously have none here in the palace.
Oh, yeah.
But I can put you in touch with the lead wizard of the nation, and I'm sure they have some stashed about the city.
What's their name?
One second, I just looked my notes. Her name is Kimiko.
Kimiko?
Mm-hmm. Yes. She's a very, very talented wizard. One of the Moonfolk.
What's Moonfolk?
It's not something you've heard of before.
Yeah.
But they're kind of like a half-fae.
Ooh.
And they kind of resemble, like, rabbits, but instead of furry, they're just more like ethereal. So they got like kind of long, floppy ears, and just sort of like they're very kind of like graceful, fae-ish creatures.
Is this a Chris creation?
It is.
Cool.
That's very cool.
Is it like a hairless cat?
Ew.
But no. Rabbit version?
No.
No.
Like it's like skin, this rabbit but it's sounds like pretty it's just disturbing. Sort of like, they're very like they kind of almost shine a little bit, especially at night under the moonlight. Like they just sort of glow.
So hairless cat with iridescent.
You're not going to get away from the hairless cat, are you?
Sorry, I'm just trying to. You're humans, like there's humans, no hair.
Are humans just hairless?
Yeah, they are.
Hairless cats are so nasty.
Grandma wrinkles. That's what I call them. Money.
That's cool.
They're featherless bipeds.
Mm-hmm.
Featherless bipeds?
Yes.
I guess technically accurate.
Do you know that story? Mm-mm. From, like, ancient Greece?
Oh. Huh.
No?
Oh.
I don't know it, no.
It's Plato I think it was Plato, but a bunch of philosophers arguing about how to classify humans.
Oh.
Taxonomically, and then someone was like, they're featherless bipeds. And Diogenes, in all of his Tony-esque glory, plucked a chicken and walked in like, behold, a man.
That is a very Tony move.
Yeah.
That is a very Tony thing.
It's a group.
Alright, so.
Who knew Tony is classic?
Good one.
All right, so she says, well, so yes, if that sounds amenable to you, we can have Toshiro escort you, not that you need an escort, but show you anywhere in the city that you'd like to go, and take you to your accommodations, and I imagine we'll need a day or two to prepare, but we will have a celebration.
Where will our accommodations be?
She says, here in the capital, near the palace.
Is there any way, like, out of the way, small little place, we're fine, we could be on the actual palace grounds where this no teleportation thing is? I understand maybe that's not an option, and cool if it isn't, but...
Worth an ass.
I'm a little wigged out by this fucking...
Are you worried for your safety?
For this fucking Secundus coming out, we've had assassins coming after us in our sleep before. It'd be nice to get one night's good rest before we hit the road again.
She smiles and says, we do have a guest house on the grounds that we
awesome.
We occasionally let important dignitaries use. We'd be happy to let you stay there.
Awesome, thanks. Get paranoid.
Especially when you're the precipient, though.
Yep.
Just let us know what the house rules are and stuff.
Yeah.
We can get a little rowdy.
I promise I will keep the rowdiness under control.
She says the guest house is outside of the palace itself proper, and it is on the grounds.
Okay, cool.
So if we come home late at night, it's not gonna...
She says, you'll be fine. I'll make sure the guards at the exterior gates know to let you through. Awesome. Of course, no disrespect intended, but you won't be allowed in the palace itself without an escort.
No,
totally.
Obviously.
Wouldn't expect
totally
it.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, if a guest house wasn't available, I was going to ask Ness if we could just camp outside. You know?
Yeah. On the ground.
We do have the hut.
Yeah, we have the hut.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We camp all the time.
Yeah.
No, we will put you up in some nice accommodations. You're on the in the guest house.
Thank you.
She says, yes, I'll talk to Kimiko about a teleportation circle, and do you think you'll stay for all 7 days of the ceremony?
I'm down, but it's up to you guys.
I mean, if we can sleep in a...
What's the itinerary? How much cool stuff is happening on which days?
Well, we still have the planet. But there will be competitions and feasts and celebration.
That sounds fun.
If you're planning on staying the full 7 day, then I will award you your boons.
Ooh.
On the 7th day.
I mean, let's just stay.
We're not in a rush, right?
Right? Mm-hmm. And this is the first time we'll have had a chance to sleep under wards. Maybe ever, so we literally don't have to worry about anybody coming after us in our sleep. I think it sounds great. Yeah. I think we should stay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I will get started on the planning, and I look forward to meeting you more individually and together as the days go on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Toshiro will see you to the guest house.
Cool.
Thank you.
And with that, she stands up, bows to you again, and leaves.
Holy moly.
Holy shit. Yeah, that's worked out well.
But Toshiro's still there, by the way. So.
We were talking our heads.
Yeah.
No.
he leaves behind the queen, and after a few minutes comes back into the door that you all used. He says, staying in the guest house, it is a great honor. He says, I've never slept there myself.
Who else has stayed there?
Typically heads of state when they come to visit.
Ooh, that's pretty cool.
Ambassadors, nobles.
Nice.
I don't think you could understand how deeply appreciative we are to be sleeping under wards. Like,
it's the biggest.
I'm constantly paranoid. All the time.
He says, I have some friends that were adventurers and they were much the same way.
Yeah.
He says, hence why I never became one
myself. I think this is the first time that we haven't taken turns sleeping or like set alarms on any doors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah.
He says, so would you like to be taken to the guest house now or would you prefer to explore the town for a bit?
What time is it?
It's like early afternoon now.
Okay. Like one or two.
Do we have any... I mean, we all have bags of holding, right? We don't have anything to drop off.
Yeah, don't really have anything to drop off.
Would it be good to see it just so we know
how to get back? Yeah, know where it's at so we don't have to be guided there. Mm-hmm. Where we can enter and exit the easiest. Sure. Honestly, I'd take a fucking bath.
Yeah, you need one. We all need one.
I was gonna say, bitch, you did not. You did not. Did you take a bath after I threw you in that bath?
To be fair, you are the one
day?
With like the most physical fighting style. The rest of us kind of just stand around shooting spells.
Says, now of course the...
So I feel like you're...
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, Taika's probably the one that's like sweating the most during any given fight.
He says, now, of course, the guest house does have private baths, but I do recommend the bathhouses that we have in the city are quite popular and a wonderful place to socialize and relax. And if you're looking to experience the Shimon culture, that is definitely part of it.
Let's start with a bath I know I'm not going to get knifed in and go from there. Right?
We can go to the bathhouse. We can go to the bathhouse.
Yeah, totally. Totally. I love seeing bits.
Mm-hmm. I love people seeing my bits.
Works out.
I don't think anyone's going to give me their bits, but, you know, bits are nice.
All right, so you all are led through a winding path through these amazingly well-kept gardens, and eventually you get to the so-called guest house, which is easily the largest house you've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
It is a small manor unto itself, just in a corner of this estate.
This is awesome.
He says, the guest house has over a dozen bedrooms, each of which is equipped with their own fireplace. It has two kitchens. And, of course, your meals, there'll be cooks on site to prepare any meals that you would wish. They stay in the servants' quarters in the basement. You just ring a bell and they'll come up and assist you at any time. Of course, if you prefer not to have them, there are some people who are very particular about who's in the house. So you can also send them away if that is what your preference is.
Up to you.
I think we'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see what they can cook.
Yeah.
They're very good chefs.
Are the basement, are there places they live nice?
Well, they don't, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said live. They stay there when they're working. But
oh, all right.
Yes, they have their own homes. Okay, cool. And it is, yes, quite nice.
All right.
He says, the servants' quarters are nicer than my own personal quarters in the city.
Well.
Cool.
Thank you.
Is this, just making sure we don't break any rules, are we allowed, like, if they're going to cook some great meal and we meet somebody that we're chatting with and we're like, we're going to go to dinner, but it's at our place inside the grounds, are they allowed to come with us or no?
They are allowed to come with you, yes. If they're armed and they are not known to the guards, they might be asked to disarm.
Okay,
but their weapons, of course, would be returned to them when they
leave. All right, thank you. Just want to make sure we know the rules.
And of course, nobody should approach the palace without permission.
Mm-hmm. Shoot on sight.
He says, "You'll be questioned. You'll be asked for your purpose before you get to the stairs. But if you make it to the first step, odds are you won't make it to the third."
What about the second?
Oh, you all seem pretty tough, so I didn't want to.
Did the guards look like they could take us?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
nice.
Any one of them on their own? No. But literally 100 of them?
They would just all pile
don't
on.
Stand a chance.
And they all had swords and bows. So you would all be surrounded taking sword hits and taking, you know, an additional 90 arrow attacks.
Well.
Big no.
Yeah. That's funny.
Okay, cool. It kind of feels nice to be in other than the teleportation, like, nice to be in an area that's got so many, like, powerful people watching out.
Mm.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, because, I mean, Bronzeborn is rich, but that's because it's rich, mm-hmm. not because they take care of the people around them.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, thank you, Toshiro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He says, and I'm the head of the palace guard, so if there's anything at all you need, feel free to ask any guard and they can fetch me.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I must go check into the fate of Yukio and what happened to him after that book.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I do not apologize.
I have a question about the nature of the magic stuff happening, and this is sort of out of character.
Oh, yeah, and also once you guys left the palace, your stuff came back up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. But no, I specifically am wondering, like, is there a distinction between, like, anti-magic and anti, like, teleportation?
Yes.
Specifically? Mm. Yes. And would that, I don't know how much of either of those things Shems would, like, know about. Like, I'm just wondering,
magical,
to speak with whoever set up the anti.
You're a magical genius, so you would know a lot about all of it.
Okay. Okay, because I've never heard of, like, the anti-teleportation, and I was like, is this some, like, weird
it's cleric shit
that I've, like...
It's cleric shit.
Cleric shit?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, there's the cleric version, which is forbidden, so then there's the wizard version, which is private sanctum, which kind of... They kind of do very similar things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you know a lot about it, but it's not something that you could actually do, right?
I don't think artificers get the private sanctum spell. But I'll check.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Disgusting.
Mm-hmm. For sure. For sure.
I have a number tomorrow today. I drink a lot of bubbles.
Yeah, it's just wizards.
Wizard.
And so, like, anti-magic, for example, you can teleport into an anti-magic room. You just, usually, unless you have some sort of weird-ass tattoos, wouldn't have been able to teleport out of them. Whereas the private sanctum / forbidden, it literally just is impossible to teleport in or out of those areas. Mm. It's essentially like teleporting into a brick wall.
Yeah, it hurts.
Oh, yeah.
It hurts.
Cool. Did you take damage from that? Like,
yes.
Did 15 hit points.
Yeah.
Good chunk.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Decent amount.
Yeah.
I could do it all day, but I wouldn't want to.
Did that use your charge?
I think it did. It probably used my tattoo, didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, so, Toshiro was going to say, though, he says, don't apologize, Yukio will just be happy that it's been taken care of.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we didn't want to keep a hold of it, because who the fuck knows, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We took it to, like, make sure no one got it.
No one else had it, yeah.
Alright, so you open the door to the large guest house, and you walk into, like, a very nicely furnished sitting room off to one side, off to another. Very kind of, like, open floor concept. Like, a lot of the rooms, you see little, like, dividing walls that can be shifted to move to create spaces or close them off or open them up. And as you come in, a distinguished old elven gentleman comes in and bows and says, "Welcome to the guest house. I've been told that you all will be staying with us for some time. Please remove your shoes."
Do so.
He says, he looks down at your feet. He says, "I can provide house slippers for anybody that would need them."
Yes, please.
Oh, yes.
I hate being barefoot.
he says, "And of course, if you need any meals, any... clothing altered or laundered or anything to that effect, we're at your service. Anything we can do to make your stay more comfortable."
What was your name?
He says, "My name is Abe." Mm. A-B-E.
A-B-E?
Mm-hmm.
It's Abe.
But in Japanese, it's pronounced Abe.
I know.
But yes, it is Abe.
This is the second Abe in this Abe. I was going to say, it's easier to spell the names in East Asian because there's only so many options you have.
Well, they're pronunciation. They're very phonetic. Yeah, they're very phonetic compared to America.
Yeah.
Like, all of our shitty ass words. Was there another Abe in this campaign?
Abe Gabe and
Mark. Oh, Abe Gabe and Mark, yeah. And this is my other peddler, Gabe.
Episode one, baby! Or two.
Two, yeah. That's right. How could I forget about Abe Gabe and Mark? he says, "Anything we do to make you stay more comfortable." He says, "We have a variety of beds of varying levels of firmness, so we can make sure that you're in a bed that will be most comfortable to you. We have a variety of pillows based on whether you're a side sleeper, back sleeper, or stomach sleeper."
We're going to be here so long, can I just try out different options?
Well, of course. You can try out all the beds and find the one that you like the best.
I've been holding back the urge to like look at Tony and be like... Like, dibs on the first room.
And I push her out of the way.
Not if I get the first!
Right. And as Abby gets you all settled into the guest house and you all race around to see your rooms, I think that's probably what we'll call it tonight, since we all are about to fall asleep.
Sorry.
Why are you sorry? I'm having a hard time keeping my eyes open.
I'm, out of it. Blur, 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 blur. You would think after all the sleeping that I did today, I wouldn't be tired.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't count.
Gastrointestinal distress makes you very tired.
And unfortunately, due to vacation schedules and whatnot, our next session won't be until 3 weeks from today.
May 3rd, right?
Or technically May 4th for Leanne. But.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Bummer.
May the 4th be with you.
Make sure I have everything in my phone correct.
Oh, there's Sarah.
I'll put a reminder in the Slack chat.
Okay.